everybody. Welcome to the Frantcast. This is the show where we talk about everyone's favorite show from the 90s, The Nanny. And we're looking at three different episodes today. We're almost finished season three. And I'm from Rachel Wagner, and Larry's here.
Hello.
And Colleen is here.
Hi.
Yes. So we got some interesting episodes. I have a feeling that Colleen, you're probably not the biggest fan of the first episode with all it's called Your Feet's Too Big.
Actually, that was my favorite of the
Is it really? I thought all the weird, feet huh? stuff you would hate
the foot part. It was funny because it was not a huge part of it, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. I think these were better episodes than last week's, at least. And a pretty iconic one as far as guests, at least, that's for sure. Yeah. So, all right, well, let's dive in to Your Feet's Too Big. So this is the idea is that Fran was a model and they're having a model's reunion and she's all freaking out about it. And she has been sharing shoes with Maggie. But she goes shoe shopping and her foot size has grown and she is freaking out about it. And Sylvia is considering having cosmetic surgery on her arms in this episode. So, Larry, what did you think of this one?
Yeah, I thought it was a fun episode overall. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty funny.
Yeah, it had some really funny episodes. I love how they keep going back to the mall. For these medical
things, yeah.
That was funny. So weird.
Yeah, I mean, they go, all their medical needs are at the mall in Jersey. I don't know what that says about them, but it's funny. Sylvia is worried that Morty is not attracted to her anymore. And she says that... that I thought it was a pretty funny joke where she says she was naked at the door and to try to turn him on. And she says, meanwhile, you'll never see another Jehovah's Witness in our building again.
Right.
Yeah. That was
funny. Because one of the things that the Jehovah's Witnesses are for some reason are typically women, whereas for Latter-day Saint Church, where I was a missionary, they're, you know, the more of the young men that go. Right. And so people would always think when we were knocking doors as a missionary, people would always think we were a Jehovah's Witness. And they'd ask us about like the green Bible. And cause that's the color of their Bible. And we're like, we don't know. We celebrate Christmas. I promise. That's not us. We like Christmas and Halloween. And
you get medical care, right? I mean, I think
that's right.
Yeah, you get health care. You take health care. You accept treatment.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought that was very funny. Was. Yeah. And so she's decided she's going to have cosmetic surgery on her arms. And you got to give Renee Taylor credit because she just goes for it. Like, there are some actresses who would be kind of nervous about making such jokes about their body, you know, showing her arms, showing her, you know, but she's
for it all.
What's right. the word I'm trying to think of? She's unabashed in just going for what'll make people laugh. And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's funny. She's a very good mom. Like she and Yetta are just hilarious all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if she didn't go for it, it would just be kind of awkward, but because she's just so confident about it, that it makes it funny.
Slapping her arms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I give her, that's not easy to do. So Fran and Gracie goes, they all go with Sylvia to the cosmetic surgeon. And we have John Astin as the guest, as the cosmetic surgeon doctor. And
he's weird. Somebody that... He was quirky again. He always just plays a weird character to me. I don't know. Because of being Gomez Adams for all that time. I just can't get past that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he was pretty iconic for mm-hmm. for that. I mean, when he came on, the studio audience started to cheer.
Right.
So he's obviously a fan favorite. Anyway, that was fun. And so that's when you find out that Fran and Maggie have been sharing shoes and that Fran is upset that her feet are too big for the shoes.
Now, have your feet changed over the years, Rachel?
Too much because I have a really high arch.
Oh,
okay. So I am kind of limited of what shoes I can wear anyway. Not as much as for some.
Yeah, I've always gone back and forth between like 2 to 3 sizes. It depends. I mean, right now I wear flip flops. That's all I wear. So I couldn't even tell you what my regular shoes are going to feel like when I put them back on. But I've gone up and down. And my feet are, I'm a 10 usually.
Me too. But
I've been as small as a 9 over the years. Mm-hmm. It just depends. Yeah.
I just have to have enough support. So I wear these like kind of Teva type sandals.
Oh, that
give enough arch support. And then sneakers, one or the other, because otherwise I get really bad feet pain. But the kind of things you probably don't have to worry about your feet. In this way, in what your shoes in the same way, Larry?
not particularly that I think of. I usually just wear tennis shoes,
running
shoes sometimes, but
yeah.
If it doesn't have memory foam these days, I don't like it. Like, I don't want it. Like, I have a bunch of high heels or medium heels. I don't know if I'll ever wear them again, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
They're so uncomfortable.
They really are. And I mean, I'm just not coordinated enough to wear those high heels. I'm going to turn my ankle when I walk in them.
I actually, for me, it's a platform type of heel because that mm-hmm. I've fallen in and hurt myself in those.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Me too. But Fran isn't the only one being kind of self-absorbed right now because Mr. Sheffield is very upset about Blind Spot. And he says he's very upset about the bald spot. And he says, people want to do business with me because I'm cute. I'm a one-man mop-top British invasion. Fran's going to the modeling reunion. They definitely, in this show and especially in the Golden Girls, they would come up with so many reunions and like award ceremonies and different things like that. Any excuse to get them dressed up.
Yeah. Right.
They would do. I mean, because Fran has had, let's see, she's had the camp reunion. She's had, I think she's had now, and then she's having this modeling reunion. And I feel like she's had school reunion. I feel like there's been a bunch mm-hmm. of different reunions that she's had, but what did you think of her nightmare with the giant feet?
I mean, it was ridiculous, but you know, I liked the dream sequence that followed, and then like her response to that. Honestly, most out of that entire scene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what kind of made it for me. Although I thought all the stuff at the mall was funny too, but the dream was really funny. So.
I thought you were both gonna hate that dream. I mean, the feet dream.
Yeah, I normally would, but it was funny. I just thought it was funny this time. It didn't mm-hmm. bother me that much. I know, mm-hmm. I'm weird.
Probably because they're just were so over the top.
Maybe that's it.
It's like gigantic plastic or whatever they were.
Yeah.
I like it when she says, "Were you having that Streisand's retiring dream again?" Don't say that. You put it out there. Made me laugh. So we get the dream sequence where Fran and Maxwell kiss. And my question is, does this count as a legit Fran and Maxwell kiss because it's a dream sequence?
No.
No, but it happened for real. Like, it happened on set. So,
yeah.
In that respect, it is. But in the context of Fran and Maxwell, no.
The only way it counts is that it just shows their, like, super hot chemistry. Mm-hmm. That's there. And but yeah, it doesn't count as an official Fran Maxwell kiss. No.
So what is their name? Like Fraxwell?
Oh,
like,
yeah, that's true. We need a couple name.
Like Fraxwell or Man. So
Fran. If you're listening, if you have a good couple name for Fran and Max, let us know.
Shafine.
I liked that Niles, he says, I don't think of it as a job, more of a calling.
Oh, yeah.
And he also says, if all else fails, what would Pierce Brosnan do?
I just liked him making fun of the bald spot too, just off the top of your head, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, and the sink was clogged because of the hair.
What do you think it could be? Just off the top of your head.
Yeah.
I also like the you're a man, she's a woman, fill in the blank on what to do for her.
Yeah, that was where he said, what would Pierce Brosnan do? Fran, she says, I'm aging and now shrinking. I had a great aunt who had to go through the doggy door.
Something either of you worry about shrinking?
I mean, I'm pretty tall, so I've got some room to shrink. But yeah, I used to think it was so lame, these women that were like, I'm 29 forever. But now that I'm about to turn 40 in January, yay, I definitely...
Yay, 40s!
That's right. that I'm about to turn 40, I definitely have kind of get it, because it's surreal, because I feel the same. Mm-hmm. I feel the same as when I was 29, if not better. So, I don't know, it's a weird... I kind of get it now. I used to not get it.
Just leave the number off and just say it's my birthday.
Right.
Yeah.
I know we were going to do a big, maybe do a cruise or something big, but that's probably not going to happen anymore. I was thinking of going to Disneyland. We'll see if Disneyland exists by my birthday. I don't know.
Ooh, 40, huh?
Big 4-0. Wow. Yeah, coming up in January.
Somehow.
I know. I want to do something.
Yeah.
Get you a fake cake. Plastic cake. Yeah. Send it through the mail.
Life's too short for fake cakes.
Buy something from her favorite bakery and have it shipped, you know, from in Utah, somewhere in Utah, yeah. In your area.
That would be fun. I'll accept all, any listeners want to. But yeah, I don't know. It was, I get Fran's insecurity. I didn't get it when I was younger. I was just like, what's the big deal? But it's just weird because you feel the same. And especially when you haven't met some things that you thought that you would do, you know, that you don't have a family, you're not married, you know, just some of the things that I just readily assumed that would happen by the time I'm 40. And they didn't. So, oh, well, what are you going to do? But it's kind of hard.
But your ear is getting longer, just continuing to grow.
Well, I don't wear a pierced earrings anymore, so hopefully that will help with that. I mean, I don't know, there's just too much to worry about. But she says, I forget who says it's what's inside that counts. And she says, what world are you living in?
You're right.
And it's just, as you get older, your appendages keep growing. More good news for men. That was the doctor who said that. And she also describes her friend, the modeling people. These are mean, backstabbing, vicious women. Why are you going? Those are my friends. Right. So there's some pretty good lines there. So then we have the fashion on this episode starts out with her black turtleneck, red mini skirt. It had black buttons and black tights. Looked pretty good. She loves that red, black, and white.
Yep.
It's her favorite.
Another staple here.
Yeah. And then she has a red polka dot jacket with black turtleneck and black pants. This was chino.
That was awful.
That jacket.
It had fuzzy balls on it.
That jacket was horrible.
Thank you. There's a couple of things in these episodes that were way bad, really bad.
Moschino strikes again. Yeah, because that jacket was horrendous.
Yeah.
Did you like it, Rachel?
No, it looked like art and craft.
It did. Those little balls, you could buy at Michael's or Joanne and put them on your, you could put them on your art project.
And then the random just other stuff that was stuck on there too. I mean, it was horrible. I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
It really did look like bad Project Runway. Then she has on a silver and white gown. They couldn't find this on any of the Instagrams. They had kind of an iridescent print on it.
I loved how she looked in that dress.
Yeah.
I liked it was very the pretty. Hair, everything. I was like, oh, you should have actually had that dress for your reunion, Fran. I mean, the final dress was okay, too, but I just really liked that, sparkly dress.
Yeah.
Is that the one where she said, is this from the Reynolds Wrap collection? Or was that in the other episode? I don't remember. When Cece said.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember which episode. That was funny.
She had a wrap to go with it, and it had thin spaghetti straps. It looked really good on her. It was very pretty. And so then she had on an all black outfit, black skirt, turtleneck outfit, and then a black dress is what she wore to the reunion.
It's like a flowery top.
Yeah, with red flowers.
I thought that part was ugly.
And that was also Moschino.
Of course.
dress.
Oh, of course. I was like, oh, this is a downgrade from your dream dress, I guess, which, it is a dream, but.
Yeah. Yeah, it had a flamenco feel almost. It was all right for me, but yeah, it looked a little cheap.
Better than most of his stuff that he's designed. I'll give him that, I guess.
Yeah. All right. So, how many points out of 1 to 10? What would you give this one, Larry?
I'm gonna go 7.
And you, Colleen?
I'll go 7.5.
I'll give it a 7. Yeah, 7. And most of that was, I thought Sylvia was hilarious. That was probably really a good kiss, even if it was a dream kiss.
So that's good. As high as you're getting from me today, obviously, because that was my favorite. So that tells you where we are.
very interesting. Okay, well, so the next episode is called Where's the Pearls? And this is pretty famous. This was when they got Elizabeth Taylor to appear. And I guess I was reading that they had evidently an entire slate that night on CBS of Elizabeth Taylor's Pearls, that they started out being lost here, and then I guess all the different shows had somehow Elizabeth Taylor's Pearls involved the whole night.
Oh,
is what they were saying. Megan the Snowstorm from last year's Lifetime movies.
Oh yeah, yeah. For the top, Winter Storm Megan. Winter That's Storm right. Megan. Yes. Yeah, it said here in the
story that went all through all the movies. Winter Storm Megan was in 10, 12, 15, whatever.
I loved that. That was the best. And they said it was the first part of CBS's Liz Night, which featured a storyline concerning Elizabeth Taylor's lost pearls They're crossed over between The Nanny, Can't Hurry Love, Murphy Brown, and High Society.
So. I don't even know what Can't Hurry Love and High Society were.
Me either. I've never heard of those, but it looks like Can't Hurry Love looks like a Friends copycat. I'm seeing here. Yeah, I think it this was just
their biggest guest to date, right?
Trying to think who I think so. Yeah. Because they haven't had Elton John on yet, right? I don't think.
I don't know. I mean, she's iconic. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I was neutral on her. I just didn't really care that much either way, you know, about her. And all I could think of when she was talking about her new fragrance was her. Oh my gosh, she had the worst fragrance. Do you remember Passion? I think they still make it. It was the worst fragrance I ever smelled in my entire life. And
I never smelled it before.
I think they might still sell it at like drugstore type, you know, not like, they don't sell it at like Macy's or anything, but it's bad. It's really bad. You have to try it. You have to check it out for yourself.
Is it like at the Walgreens or something like that?
So I'd have to look, but I think they'll still make it. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah. What did you think overall of this one, Larry?
Yeah, I think this is another one that had some fun moments as we move throughout. I like Elizabeth Taylor's interaction with Fran mostly too. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, technically this one had 2 stars.
It did.
In it. Yes. So that was pretty big for them to have Elizabeth Taylor and to have Rosie O'Donnell, who was pretty popular during this time. And did you like how Maxwell tries to trick her into delivering the paper to John F. Kennedy Jr.?
That was funny.
That made me laugh. And I like that she didn't buy it. He turns around and there she is. I thought that was funny.
Tricked Cece into telling her who it is.
That was good.
Also funny when she says, I have a good mind to go get little Ricky. And
oh, yeah, another callback to Lucy.
Right.
Yeah.
That was funny. And so then you have that Fran basically like makes it impossible for anybody else to get to Elizabeth Taylor. She ends up opening the door and seeing Ed, and she even puts a Rottweiler.
So like Doberman at the back door.
Yeah. Which is hilarious because Niles is like her best friend in the house. Like she's.
And then he comes in with his ripped pants.
Yeah.
All right. That was funny.
But you must relate to this, Larry, because you've done all those celebrity photo ops.
I felt for her with that old school camera, just sitting there waiting for the timer to go off. I mean, I wouldn't have went directly to picking my teeth, but, you know.
Would it just be Queen who you would be super Twitter-pated by Colleen?
No, I've been through a lot of the... I mean, I used to go to the General Hospital fan club events, and I went to quite a bit. And I bet a couple of those people quite a few times, but you still had the little pitter-patter. But Brian May of Queen was like 1,000 huge. Times more exciting.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can't think of anyone else. Maybe... No, not really. I'd like to meet the other Roger Taylor. I've never met him. I would probably freak out. Like, out. And I've never met Adam Lambert. But actually, Roger Taylor would be more exciting to me, believe it or not.
Yeah.
How about you?
Well, I'd probably be pretty excited to meet Fran Drescher, to be honest. Pretty pumped about that.
I think Larry and I agree on that. I would be excited. It's Brian May level, but I would be excited.
It's always, I feel like when you're like waiting, you can, you know, you realize what it is and you can kind of gain your ground. But I don't know, especially with those photo ops, as soon as you like step into the action,
yes,
and because it's like so chaotic, all of that just like flies out of my head. Like, yeah, they're just like, hi, you're amazing, okay, like quickly, and then you try to like, oh gosh, I hope I made a decent looking face in my picture.
Right.
It just all goes like so crazy. All sense of like rationale goes out the window when you're next in line to get that picture.
Yes.
Yeah, I've done two that were like the real photo ops. I've done others that were like selfie photo ops, which I much prefer. They're just way less stressful. But I did Carrie Fisher, which was pretty, it was kind of stressful actually, but it was cool. I mean, I'm glad I have the photo, but we had to sit on the floor with her dog. Gary. I think her dog's name is Gary.
Yeah.
Anyway, we had to sit there with her dog. So it was memorable. And then I met I met Jodie Benson, who would have been definitely my other the voice of Ariel in Little Mermaid, and I just think she's amazing. And so that was really exciting for me to get to meet her.
I know who I met that you guys would probably appreciate. I met Hugh Jackman.
Oh,
I forget about it a lot. I met him when he did The Boy from Oz on Broadway, and someone. I went to see it. I knew someone in the company who was a dancer who was in my high school class. She was a twin, and she went on to be a Rockette. And after her Rockette experience, she was still doing Broadway stuff, and she did that show. And I ran into her outside because we were waiting outside, like at the stage door. And she invited me to meet him after the show. And I was like you. I was blubbering. Like, I did not know. I'll find the picture and I'll send it to you guys. I did not know.
And then I have other people that are really random that I would love to meet. Like, I would just love to meet Leonard Maltin, film critic.
Oh, wow.
I admire him so much, and he's not only a great film critic, but also a kind of a Disney historian. Mm-hmm. So he is just great. I would love to meet him. And so, yeah, I have some random people like that I would probably be all like, hi. But if any of y'all want to come on the podcast, just let us know.
Hey, we're here.
Yeah. So Fran is super excited to meet Elizabeth Taylor, and there were some funny lines. Like, she tells Elizabeth Taylor that she's never been married, and Elizabeth says, not even once. That was kind of funny because she was famous for being married many times.
One of the infamous marriage celebrities of all time.
Mm-hmm. And getting married to the same person multiple times. And
she kept telling Fran no. I thought that was cute. Just like her quick little no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she says, Fran says, there was one time, but I thought about it. She says, that was your mistake. You thought about it. You also have Sylvia hiding in the closet, which was hilarious.
Her like screaming in the closet.
Yeah.
If I can just meet Elizabeth Taylor, I can retire in Florida. I just love when Sylvia like curtsies up to people or like curtsies away from them. Right. I'm like, she does it several times to several people. It just is so funny to me whenever she's like walking up and like kind of curtsying as she like scoots over to the person.
Yeah. Yeah. And I liked when Fran says to Brighton, did I ever sing on some Austrian hillside with some really butch haircut?
Oh, yeah. This is the losing her memory later on.
Or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. She loses her memory. And she says, I don't know why I sound so nasal.
The whole ridiculous conversation about, you can't trust a like vaulted courier or whatever. Just take it yourself.
Yes. Yeah. And so she ends up in the cab with Rosie O'Donnell, and she just says there are occupations that don't depend on tips. And so she ends up in an accident where she loses her memory and she's lost the necklace. And there's a whole long scene where she goes in the jacuzzi tub with Mr. Sheffield because she thinks they're married, and they have this big water fight and everything. That was pretty funny. Mm-hmm. I thought it was cute. And I liked her line. She says, wait a minute, you're still on Remington Steel?
I liked when she came down and was like, wait, so I've been dressing for this like this for 4 years and nothing's happened between us? And you do what for work again? Oh, okay, makes sense. Yeah.
yeah, Niall says she couldn't find her room but could remember your Amex gold card. So yeah, the fashion in this, it's her black turtleneck, black tights, skirt with faces on it. It kind of looked like comic book panels, sort of. They didn't have it on the Instagram.
I thought it was cute. I liked it.
Yeah. It was a little hard to tell what it was on the skirt. I had to really look at it.
Better than that other face skirt that she had worn before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's had a couple weird face ones. And then she had I don't know how to describe this jacket. I described it as two panel jacket with clouds, symbols, checkered panel on it.
It was all and sparkly.
Cloud sleeves and yeah, it was kind of sparkly. It was a weird jacket.
I wrote white, black, and red jacket with prints and is super ugly.
And then she had a black mini skirt and black nylons, and you can guess this is Moschino.
It was like literally like, Fran, out of everything in your closet, why would you pick this to wear to meet Elizabeth Taylor? Like, you're setting up this camera, so excited for Liz, and you chose this jacket as what you wanted to meet her in. I was like, oh my gosh, it's so ugly.
It was so weird. It was so weird.
Why, Gino? Why do you do this to us?
Like, there were way better looks that she's worn. Then you see her, she's very, very briefly in a flower silk robe, and then she's in a red and green plaid skirt, little skirt suit outfit for the end, and that's also Moschino.
Now that I liked. That was
the best thing he's designed.
Yeah,
that's cute.
All right. So out of the memory loss is a bit over the top, but whatever, it works. It was fun enough. What do you think out of 10, Larry?
I'm gonna give this one a 7 as well.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Colleen?
I'm going to say 6.5. Liz just doesn't really, she didn't excite
me. Doesn't do it for you, huh?
No. I like the red bottle stuff better, believe it or not.
Yeah, I'm going to give this a 7.5 for me.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Okay, then we have the hockey show, and this one, Fran starts dating a hockey player from the New York Rangers, and he is super, super, super superstitious, and that was a mouthful, and so he can't have the meeting 13 shrimp or She wears red shoes. That's bad luck. And it gets plastered all over town that she's a jinx and all of this stuff. And what did you think of this one? You're a sports fan, Larry. What'd you think?
And I was like, uh-oh, because this one was probably my favorite of the three. Uh-huh. I thought it was funny. Uh-huh. Over the top for sure as well, but ridiculously enough to be funny.
Yeah, I would say that this is one of the most overtly sexual that Fran has been on the show. Oh. You know, with her doing the striptease.
Yeah. Are red shoes, does everybody consider them bad luck? Or because I've never heard that.
Me neither.
I was like, what? Red shoes? Okay.
Would you sound like you disagreed with me. You didn't. That was a pretty sexy scene, I thought.
Oh,
with her
sorry.
In the locker room.
Red shoes. I mean, maybe it's the most overtly sexy she's been. We don't get too far into the strip, though. I mean,
yeah.
Still like a 90 length jersey that she's got on underneath there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it was more about what happened as opposed to what's shown.
What she was up to.
Yeah. It was she definitely was very aware of her powers at that moment.
Right.
So the hockey guy asked her, and I didn't realize that Brighton and Maxwell were so into sports. This is
hockey,
new.
Particularly because we've seen baseball.
Who knew?
You know, they've kind of played baseball or tried that earlier, but you know, we've never gotten really anything about hockey. Mm-hmm. And New York, are they a hockey city? Like, I mean, they have the teams, but I don't know. I feel like hockey is a little bit lower down on the pro sports list of New York fandom.
Right. Yeah. I agree. I think, like,
correct me if I'm wrong out there.
I mean, would you consider the Knicks the top, even though they stink? Or would you consider the Jets?
I think it's kind of like Washington, D.C. Like, both cities have so much going on that they aren't really like sports. Sports isn't the high part. It's not like
Not
like football in Texas or basketball in Indiana, where it's like they don't have a whole lot else going on. So they're super into their sports.
Well, look at us. We got the Lakers. I mean, look how big the Lakers are, though. And they're about to be in the finals.
Yeah, I think. I think like Yankees and Mets first and foremost, New York sports teams.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Baseball. I feel like New York is a baseball first, and then you know football, basketball, and hockey are kind of there.
You're right. I forgot the Yankees are baseball.
But maybe they couldn't nab a Yankees or Mets star at the time. So,
he was an actor.
He was an actor.
Yeah, they didn't even get actual hockey players.
Oh, so it literally they could have picked any sport.
Yeah.
And so hockey is just so disconnected from like British sensibilities.
Yeah,
you know, hockey.
Football, i.e. soccer. That's their passion. Soccer.
Yeah, that's true.
It was weird to see them like fanning out like that, you know.
I know. It was weird.
How did you feel about Stacey in the last episode? That's kind of one of the first times we've really seen her fan out over somebody she would work with for Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Because usually, you know, she's kind of used to the celebrities. She did kind of with, what's his name? From Fran's, like, teacher.
Hamlish.
She did kind of with there, but that also was like the circumstance because she thought she was a fraud. So it was weird to see her kind of do it with Elizabeth Taylor. And then this episode to see Maxwell just so starstruck.
Weird. He's like, you messed up our date. What did you do? Yeah. And he wants to get playoff tickets so badly. And,
The hardest tickets in town.
Yeah, there's also a really strange fantasy sequence in this episode with her singing The Way We Were.
Yeah.
So I liked the... I liked when she looked like Barbara, but when they cut back and it's not just like in her head and she's doing it in the stands, that's when it's like, what in the world? Like, okay, girl.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, the red shoes are evidently bad luck. She can't eat. They get 13 shrimp. And I mean, I know that there definitely are rituals that athletes have that are ridiculous and silly. But yeah, obviously this is way over the top for comedic value.
Could you imagine having the Heimlich done on you because you ate a shrimp, Rachel? No, would you walk out right then and there?
Yeah, I think so. If my date almost kills me, then that's going too far. Too far.
If your date makes you spit a shrimp into somebody's bra, then it's over.
Yeah.
It just, yeah. I mean, it, she, I like the scene, particularly, I do like the stripping scene, because I just think it's so, like, over the top and funny, even though he looked so ridiculous in his, like, little crop top and, like, those white socks in the locker room. And then, also, it was like, okay, yeah, I mean, you have to definitely put your thing aside, because I was like, she never would have been able to get to this locker room, especially if she was, like, infamously the bad luck charm. There's no way.
Yeah.
You know, because they know she's not with him anymore. There's no way they're letting, like, crazy ex-girlfriend bad luck charm make her way to the men's locker room. But I thought that was funny. What was the... There's another part I thought was really funny.
I really thought it was funny when Cece gets egged.
Oh my gosh.
And then you see Niles with the eggs. That was funny.
That was like the funniest moment of the whole episode is when he walks through, just like so meekishly holding that egg carton.
Also, Cece says, I had a date, and she says, so it was a big night for charity all around. So that was funny.
What did you say? When Cece Towns' friend, what do you think Mr. Sheffield would say to me if I just gallivanted out of here at 5 o'clock for a date? And I also says, I'd say see you at 5:30.
Yeah, yeah, that was good.
Yeah,
that was really good.
He gets her quite a few times in this episode.
Well, and she says, I did a striptease in the locker room, scared the hell out of him. That didn't sound right.
Right.
I also thought the end was cute when she's like putting on and taking off that red heel. And just, oh, wow, it's good for the city.
Yeah. And he finally apologizes. And she does cry and make Mr. Sheffield feel bad.
Fake cries. Which was,
fake cries.
Let's be clear.
I'm so ready.
I also like that line when she like breaks up and she's like, somewhere my mom had the urge to jump out the window and has no idea why. After she breaks up with him.
Right. That was a good one.
Yeah.
So it was a pretty funny one. It was ridiculous, but funny. The fashion, she starts out with like a tight silver cocktail dress.
She gets up in front of the TV. Oh, how are we supposed to get their attention?
You don't do that in sports.
Yeah, it's like, that's not a way to get a date. That is a way to get attention, but
that sports bar is pretty light on a TVs, I would say.
Yes, usually loud, and there are TVs everywhere.
Yes. And they're much bigger, obviously, the set, but they're a lot of sports bars are very large. So
I know. I was like, it's a problem if like Buffalo Wild Wings put your sports bar to complete shame.
Yeah.
Yes. yes. And then she has a really pretty evening dress, and it kind of had, it was sparkly. They didn't have it on any of the Instagrams, but it had sort of swirly, sparkly kind of cream and white swirls to it.
Oh, I love
it. I really liked it.
That was the one that Cece made the comment about being from the Reynolds Rip collection. It was cute.
Oh,
that was a good halter, sort of halter.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
And then she has on a pink faux fur coat, which is fun. And she has a pink robe with hearts on it.
Is that a new robe?
I don't know if we've seen it, but this is from the Canyon Group heartwarming chenille robe. So you can still get almost all the robes that she wear on the show, believe it or not. Yeah, from this, if you look up Canyon Group's robes, there's a whole website.
Wow. And they're still making these same ones, huh?
Yeah, some of them, yeah. Wow. They're still, and they're like $200. So.
You know, Rachel's birthday is around the corner.
There you go. January. Okay, and then she has a red leather jacket and a black and white striped shirt with black skirt and nylons, and she looks good in that, I thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that little red jacket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then black skirt, red, I think it was red denim, it looked like to me, from what I could tell, red denim with yellow buttons. And then it had daisies on the collar.
No, it had to be Mochino because it was again looked like you said, arts and crafts. It was terrible.
Black and white striped turtleneck underneath. Yep, is Mochino.
Turtleneck was the best part. I like the turtleneck.
The turtleneck was good.
I was like, is this like trying to be like Mrs. Claus, but with I don't know because they bunched up those daisies or whatever they were at the top like that. I was like, oh god, this is terrible.
Yeah,
just stick with that leather jacket you had on, that red one. It was so much better than that.
It would have been, I think, fine without the daisies. The daisies were
actually. I don't mind colored denim on the bottom, but not as a jacket. Like I just like blues and black, and not anything. I guess white maybe, but not like a weird color denim. It doesn't work for me as a jacket.
Well, and yellow. The yellow buttons were. Different, but
I do love that we can start spotting him though. Like, if it's past hour, it's Moschino.
And I bet I without we don't know, but maybe that swirly gown is Todd Oldham. I mean, I could see that being something he did.
Mm-hmm. Could you imagine, like you said about Project Runway, I feel like Moschino would be eliminated in the first round too. Like, that's the problem, is if this is what he brings to the table, he would be out the door in the first round.
That looks so inexpensive. They say that all the time, because that's exactly what it does. It looks cheap.
Yeah, it did. It did. Especially this one.
I don't know if he's still alive or if he's still working. Sorry if you're listening randomly to our podcast, Moschino.
And now I just looked it up. I think the brand is still existing. But he actually died in 1994.
Oh.
So it was his brand.
So it's a name.
The brand
is like Louis Vuitton was from the 1800s, right? I mean, it's like. Was it Louis Vuitton and a person that was around last century?
But even like all the, like Valentino is gone, but his fashion house is still in existence.
Right, exactly. Anyway. Lagerfeld too, right? I think he died recently.
Yeah, he died recently, left all of his stuff to his cats.
Yeah.
Left his entire fortune to his cats.
Family is still around.
How would you feel, Colleen, if your parent didn't leave you anything and left it to the cat?
I don't know what
it's like the Aristocats, but for real.
Karl Lagerfeld pulled a real life Aristocat, so
That's crazy.
I would just say, can I take care of the cats? I'll take care of
the cat.
Yeah, I don't
move in right away. So, Larry, what did you give this one?
Yeah, I said this one is my favorite. It is by a little bit. They're all pretty even for me this week. But since I said it was my favorite, I'll bump it to a 7.5.
Okay. I forgot to say, she does wear the ladybug robe. Oh, yeah. And then obviously the ranger shirt and all of that. And that wrap coat that she she wears. I forgot to say that. But what do you give a coin?
I'm going to go with a 6. I thought it was slightly lower than the second one for me.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I'm going to give it a 6. And so there we go. That is the 3 episodes from this week. They're pretty fun. And so we are moving forward to the end of season three. That's going to be pretty fun. And so let us know what you think of these episodes, which ones are your favorite. And we got some, our next episode has the Cantor episode, which is a favorite of mine. I'm excited. So yeah, should be fun. And if you like the podcast, please rate and review us on iTunes. We really appreciate that. And Larry, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, as well as YouTube, all at LC Screen Talk.
And Colleen, where can people find you?
I am on Twitter and Instagram at LELE44094. And you can also get our Francast Instagram at Francast1993.
Great. And you can follow us on Twitter at Francast14. And you can follow me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, and on Rotten Tomatoes. Also, make sure you're following the Hallmarkies podcast all over the place. We have coming up this week our Lifetime preview, which is pretty epic. And so includes the preview of Fran's new upcoming Lifetime Christmas movie, The Christmas Setup. So make sure that you are following all things Hallmarkies podcast as well. So thanks so much, everybody. And we'll see y'all next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.